بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. In this dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find the excitement of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam began to make dua to reach the month of Ramadan. And how beautiful our Islamic calendar, that every now and then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has kept what we call specials. And who doesn't love specials, who doesn't like specials? No matter how wealthy a person may be, he's still waiting for some specials to come around. Here, in our Islamic calendar, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given us specials upon specials, where a person can win, a person can gain closeness to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. His a'mal are multiplied, the rewards are multiplied. So already from Rajab Sha'ban, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is making dua. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban, or fi Rajab wa Sha'ban. Allah grant us barakah, grant us blessings in Rajab and Sha'ban, wa balighna Ramadan. Allah enable us to see the month of Ramadan. That we must reach the month of Ramadan. As Shaykh Zakariya Sahib rahimahullah in his Kitab Fazail-e Ramadan has mentioned also, when Ramadan begins, then the hurs of Jannah, they gather together and they ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to get them married to the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ulama say that where will you find that so many women at one time propose for one man? Proposals are being sent out and they are waiting for the big special day to come, the day of Ramadan. From our side, how much anxiousness we should have within our hearts to reach that day of Ramadan, a special day. The hurs are proposing, who is there from the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to marry us? Where Jannat is being decorated for the entire year, for the month of Ramadan. So the excitement already began for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Rajab. This is the check of our iman, that what thrills us, what makes us excited. If this was exciting to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then who didn't realize what was in Ramadan more than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he realized. How much more we should make an effort in our homes to have ta'lim from now already. The virtues of Ramadan. Ya Allah, what have you kept in Ramadan for us? So many specials that we can gain closeness to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So Allah barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban. Ya Allah, give us barakah in the month of Rajab and Sha'ban and enable us to reach the month of Ramadan. Now we are already in the month of Sha'ban. What preparation to make already? The Tabi'een used to mention that the month of Sha'ban is Shahrul Qurra, is a month of the reciters of Qur'an Sharif. Then now already we increase our Qur'an tilawat, we're preparing for the month of Ramadan. And Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah used to say, it is a right in the haqq of Qur'an that a person makes two khatams in a year. Minimum two khatams. It is a right of the Qur'an Sharif. Today who's not demanding their rights? To get my rights also, if I was deprived, I prepared to hire a lawyer and go to court also. I want my rights. This partnership, or that inheritance, or that estate, I'm prepared to go to court and pay money to get money. The Quran Sharif, hujjatun lak or hujjatun alik. The Quran will be a proof against us or in our favor. The Quran's right is two khatams in a year. وَقَالَ رَسُولٌ on the day of Qiyamah, the Rasul of Allah will say that, oh my Allah, this ummah threw the Qur'an behind their backs, they abandoned the Qur'an Sharif. They didn't get time, they didn't make time to read Qur'an Sharif. Minimum two khatams in a year. Already Sha'ban, we can start preparing. Alhamdulillah, we have many musallis that are not so fluent in the Qur'an tilawat. But then too, they'll take out their time after Salatul Asr, sit in the masjid, connect their phones to their earpods or earphones, and follow the Qari reading. Qari is reading on the phone and they are also reading. Like this, they are trying to make their khatam. If they can't do that, find one Hafiz sahab, one Qari sahab. You recite, I read after you. Or to whatever extent we can, we carry some Quran Sharif. So 11 months of the year we have to finish one Quran. Month of Ramadan is a month of Quran Sharif. There was an incident mentioned about a young girl. She narrates an incident from Karachi. She says she had a helper working for her. And in Pakistan, those that hire these little girls to work for them, they call them Masi. This young girl, call her helper, domestic, Muslim also, working for the missus, for the Masi in the house. So that day there was a storm. But this young girl had a habit of leaving every day at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, whatever the time was. That day, it was a thunderstorm, she couldn't leave the house. So the Masi, the missus, she narrates the incident and she says that I'm sitting in my room, I have the latest novel in my hand, cell phone in the other hand, and on my side, the pedestal, have my coffee. So hot, it's a storming day out there, relaxing with the latest novel. And this young helper, who's working for us for years now, grew up in our home, she's sitting in one corner of my bedroom looking at the storm outside. Then all of a sudden she asks me, "The Masi, can I use your bathroom?" So she says, "For what?" "How to make wudu." She says, "Okay, you may use it." So she says, "I'm thinking in my mind, at this time of the afternoon, make wudu for what? And I know she hasn't been to madrasa, maktab, what does she want to do?" So she makes wudu. She comes out. And then she says, she asked me a question that struck my heart. And she says, "Masi, can you use your Quran Sharif?" So she says, "I'm sitting in the bed with a novel in my hand, cell phone in the other hand, and my coffee next to me. And this little girl or this young girl is asking me to use my Quran Sharif. I can't remember the last time I opened my Quran. And now we find Allah Ta'ala guide the ummah. More than Quran Sharif, the cell phone, the Instagram and the Facebook and how many things. And the ummah thinks now that this will bring deen into our life. I'm just surfing, looking for some new dua to share, or some new post, or something motivational. But the only motivation is to do more scrolling and more surfing, and not closer to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Nobody got hidayat from the internet. Hidayat from heart to heart, from meeting to meeting. So she says, "I stood up and I went to the shelf and I can't remember the last time I opened my Quran Sharif." She says, "I take out the copy of Quran and together with that some tissues and I clean off the dust of my Quran copy. And I give it to this young girl." So she takes the Quran Sharif. She kisses it. Holds it to her eyes and to her head, to her chest. The ulama teach us also that when we can hold a copy of Quran Sharif, hold the Quran to our chest. Who will kiss the cell phone and read Quran? Who will hold the cell phone to the chest? As Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, his sunnah to kiss the Quran. Put the Quran to his chest. So as long as we're in the house of Allah, in the masjid, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, we don't read Quran from the cell phone. As a last resort, we're going on safar somewhere, we didn't carry Quran Sharif with us. Then as a last resort, we can take it out. As soon we'll have the entire masjid taking out cell phones, we won't need Quran copies anymore also. So hold the Quran Sharif to our chest and make dua to Allah. "Ya Allah, put this into my heart. Put this into my life. Let this be the guide of my life, the Quran Sharif. And hold it with muhabbat and love and turn the pages. There's nur. There's nur in it." So this young girl takes a copy of Quran Sharif and then she asks the missus, the Masi, "Can I use a pillow of yours?" So she gives her a pillow also. So she puts the Quran on the pillow and the missus says to herself, "I don't think she can read Quran. She's been working here so many years, I don't think she can read Quran. Let's see what she's going to do." So she's looking at her at the corner of her eye with a smirk on her face that she's uneducated, hasn't been to maktab madrasa, maybe she wants to show me something. But she's on a guilt trip right now, she's feeling guilty within herself. So she says to the young girl, thinks the Quran puts it on the pillow, and she opens the Quran the wrong way, the wrong side. So she smiles. But this young girl looks at the Quran, and slowly she turns it around. And she says, as she turns the Quran around, my heart also flipped over. It looks like she knows something. But understand what's going through her mind. Myself, ourselves, we have a simple thin, a young man from a foreign country, says he's Islam, working for us, cutting the grass, washing the windows, washing the car. But he can't read the Quran. We won't give him time to go to the masjid also. But I think because I'm the owner of the house and the car, I'm already going to Jannah. Where is he going to go to Jannah? He's come to work in this country. But we don't know, just his alif ba, he's adding alif ba, ba. Allah will love that more than our Quran tilawat, or no Quran tilawat in our home sometime. But he's got love to read Quran Sharif. He wants to come to the masjid, but we don't give them the time. We take labor, we take work from them. We don't educate them, our brothers that are come from different countries, that working within our homes, our businesses. We have a responsibility to let them learn Quran Sharif. So she says that, I'm looking at this young girl. She turns the pages till she comes to where she wants to read. I'm anxious to know whether she can read Quran. Then her lips are moving. She takes her kalima finger, shahadat finger, index finger, and she puts it on the Quran. And she begins to trace the letters. For example, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. She takes her finger and she traces alif, then lam, then the ha, then the mim. Then the missus says, I could not contain myself anymore. And then she blurted out and she asked her, Quran par sakti ho? Can you read Quran? She said, when I asked her this, she choked. Her body cringed. Her eyes closed. And the tears began to fall. She asked her, what's wrong? Can you read Quran? So she looks down and she says, nahi par sakti ho. I can't read the Quran. What are you doing? She says, every day I go home at this time. But today there's a storm outside, I can't go home. When I go home at this time, I take a fresh bath every day. And I take out, I have a copy of Quran Sharif that somebody gave me. And I open it. And for years, I take my finger and I trace every letter of Quran, one para a day, and I make dua to Allah. Ya Allah, one day you teach me to read Quran because I love it so much. This is the dua of my life, of my heart. Allah Ta'ala give us that understanding to read Quran Sharif. This young girl was sitting on the bed says that my entire heart was shattered. I've got the latest novel in my hand. Cell phone in the other hand. I can just open my cell phone right now, get an online tutor, Quran tutor, teach me Quran. But no concern. And no feeling, Ya Allah, I have to read Quran Sharif. This Quran is going to help me in my qabr. Qiyamah's day is going to hold my hand. That Hafizul Quran, who we so dearly want our sons to become Hafizul Quran, we tell them, make a Quran so solid, not just till the qabr, but till you put your foot in Jannah, your Quran will be with you, make your door that solid. It'll take you to Jannah. So Quran has two rites, two khatams in a year, my dear brothers. Now is the month to speed up our Quran tilawat, to finish my one khatam. Then in the month of Ramadan, and who will do it for us? Allah will do it for us. But the shauq and desire has to be there. My Quran Sharif, in the month of Sha'ban, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam used to increase his fasting also. When he was asked, why in the month of Sha'ban so much roza, Ya Rasulullah? He would say, I love my a'mal to be presented to Allah in Sha'ban in the condition I'm fasting. My a'mal to be presented. One point over here, a'mal are presented to Allah every week, every day. But a comprehensive kar-guzar is presented. Comprehensive. A briefing. Now in Sha'ban, details. And here muhaddiseen say, this presentation is given to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a very special presentation for consideration. In Sha'ban, a'mal are presented to Allah for special consideration. What you have done for the entire year, now is presented before the month of Ramadan for special consideration of forgiveness and rahmat. Special consideration. This way Nabi of Allah will keep extra fast in the month of Sha'ban. So my amal go up in a condition that I am fasting. Allah gives special consideration of forgiveness. Shab-e-Barat is coming. So Allah considers my amal and the amal of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is for us special consideration. That way we can Monday at least, Thursday at least to keep a roza. So special consideration from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. When it comes to my son didn't make it for metric, we say let them remark it. Remarking, we'll pay for it also. Maybe they'll consider him and pass him through. Allah passes through also. Allah gives us a special consideration. Little Quran tilawat, little of fasting, spending time in the path of Allah. Allah just consider us, special consideration. The month of Ramadan is coming. What we'll do in the month of Ramadan, preparation before that in Ramadan, it will last us the remaining part of the year. Allah Ta'ala give us the faith to make amal. Subhanakallah. Thank you.